Hi, everybody. This is Stefana, aka Melanie Storm. I'm here today on the Anchor app, podcast streaming on all platforms with my fiance Nate Nitty, Springfield's finest rapper. We're going to be tuning in today with some fun facts about old school rappers and getting his input, opinions, whatever. Maybe a good conversation from him, and maybe he'll perform. If not, we have a little clip from a piece of our song that we do collaborate together for Valentine's Day. Yay! So tune in about 5 minutes. So streaming live with Nate Nitty, talking about his new mixtape and future plans from here. So give us about 5 minutes and we'll be right back with you. If you don't have the app downloaded, go download it today. Start earning money. Absolutely no listenership requirement. We're free. You can earn money from home. www.anchor.fm.com, or you can find the app in your Google Play Store or your Apple iTunes. Again, this is Melanie Storm, and I'll be with Nate Nitty right after the break.
I ain't want you to do too much thinking. She don't suck dick shit. I won't make it. I block list a number. I won't stutter. And now she a stranger. Now she in danger. I flip my middle finger. She think I'm playing. She want me asking for the pussy, but I won't beg her. Kissing on my neck, can you rubbing on my chest? I'm wanting you.
Hi, everybody, we're back from that short break. I hope everybody was tuning in so they can get the update on what we got going on today. We do have a very, 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 very special person that I talk about all the time. It's going to be Nate Nitty here. He's going to be having a discussion after a year of me trying to get him to get on my podcast. I'm finally agreed to an interview. With a series of different questions about rap and music background, and just his steps on his strength forward, his steps on the industry and how he's moving forward, the platforms that he's using, and much more great conversation. Maybe even throwing pies in each other's face. But again, tune in. If you don't have the Anchor app downloaded, again, download it today. And we're, me and Nate both do stream all over Apple Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Nate Nitty, on IG, Facebook, mine, Stefana Acker, Melanie Storm. Go at us both now. Start liking and sharing our music so we can get some streams going on, some revenue. Or just sit down and make your own podcast. Get paid for it. No listenership requirement. It means you don't have to listen to me brag about my music career or my boyfriend all day. You can sit at home and make your own money. Again, this is Stefana Acker, and we'll be hearing a little bit from Nate Nitty in just a few seconds. Okay, friends and family, and we are back. We're on the Anchor app today. Everybody joining me, we do have our new solo artist, Nate Nitty, joining us today. If you don't know what's going on now, just catch you up. We are doing an interview with local solo artist, Nate Nitty. He is lyrically gifted rap solo artist who does his own mixing, no ghostwriter needed, music produced, edited, wrote, and performed by the one and only Nate Nitty. Go add the new artist today and start listening to him on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, YouTube, you name it, he's there. Trending on Twitter right now, he is one of the biggest, absolute biggest going on right now. Go at his Twitter page, Nate Jr. from the Field, with 180 video views going on right now for his new hit that's going to drop February 18th. You Don't Care. Go listen to it. It's absolutely a hot track. It is streaming on Twitter. Just previews right now from BandLab. Again, shout out to BandLab, United Masters, Legion Beats for the beats that he does own now that was given to him, presented to him by Legion Beats. Shout out to them. And there's all kind of varieties of different tracks that he has already posted on there. Go listen to them today. Again, and if you don't have him as a friend, go add him now. On Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever your choice, go ahead and add him today. Nate Nitty or Nate Jr. from the Field on his Twitter page right now and start listening to his music today. Hey, everybody. This is Stefana joining you again from the Anchor app. put it in your Google Chrome, www.anchor.fm.com, and subscribe today, absolutely free, no listenership requirement, and start streaming your own podcast. Or you can join me, your girl, Melanie Storm, and her guest today, Nate Nitty, for your own sessions to get your own ideas of what you'd like to do. Again, that is www.anchor.fm.com, or you can get it in your Google Play Store and now on your Apple iTunes and start streaming your own podcast on all platforms. The session today is just interviews, basic questions with upcoming rapper, writer, mixer, Nate Nitty, and much more. So tune in. We'll be back with shortly. So most people want to know, where do you start when you're a local rapper? How do you get there? Nate Nitty is looks like he started from just his own, from scratch, with a notebook and pen, and just started from there, ventured off. We all know that online streaming is one of the biggest words of mouth, and that is something that we push here at Anchor App, is the word of mouth. Word of mouth is everything, so you absolutely, if you want to do it big. So what we're going to do now is just get some information on Nate and figure out where he started and how his journey has been. Get a couple clips of his song and how comfortable he feels with them. Ask him a couple questions about artists that are already in the industry and his outlook or his answers or not answers, just a decline or not. Talk more about his new song that's getting ready to drop March 18th on all platforms. And again, shout out to Legion Beats, BandLab, and United Masters for streaming through all platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and many, many, many more. And now on the Anchor app. And again, if you don't have the Anchor app downloaded and you're just listening to me through the browser, you want to go to www.anchor.fm.com and subscribe. Absolutely no listenership required to start your own podcast today. And you can be either listening to me, Melanie Storm, interviewing Nate Nitty, or you can make your own podcast. Again, that's www.anchor.fm.com or through my Spotify at Melanie Storm. You'll be hearing multiple things from Mr. Nitty today. It is my first interview, so I am a little nervous, so bear with me. If you have any questions, just log into the Spotify, click follow, and go to answers where I've got questions posted. If there's anything that you want to know, you can get the answer right there from my Spotify. And again, that's Spotify, MelanieStorm.com, or on the Anchor app at anchor.fm.com. So we're going to start today with rapper, songwriter, mixer, streaming on all platforms, absolutely hot artist, Nate Nitty. We're going to talk most about his song today, but we're going to start with the question just from a feedback where it was actually posted on my Spotify, a question that the guests want to know, the sponsors want to know on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor. Out of the artists listed below, lyrically, which does Nitty most view the greatest rappers with lyrics of all time?
Me.
And he's in the background, says him. That's an awesome question. But I could see him going on there less than next year. But right now, it's the artists, 50 Cent, Eminem, Jay-Z, and Tupac. Out of these guys, Mr. Nate, which ones would you pick lyrically, influence you, men, women, in the rap industry the most?
I can't speak for every man and woman.
Okay, what's your input? Out of these guys, if you had to pick, 50 Cent, Eminem, Jay-Z. You think 50 Cent?
Yep. He's more of my day. He's more of my day and age.
Absolutely. And I think I would go with Jay-Z. This is something that we did have a debate about the other day.
My big brother. My bad. My big brother was a big fan of 50 Cent.
Oh, was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. I like 50 Cent, personally. I think all the guys in this lineup was just really hard choice. Not really too much Tupac because it's way back, way, way back. Really don't know too much of his music. I hear he's a good rapper. I've heard some things, but not a lot. So I'm more of the Eminem, Jay-Z, 50 Cent type person. If you could pick a guy to do a song with, If you had to pick out of Kevin Gates, G Herbo, Dolph, and Lil Durk, the audience would like to know, which man would you collaborate with today's music? Again, that's Kevin Gates, G Herbo, Dolph, and Lil Durk.
Lil Durk
used to be one of my favorite. What is it? Is it 300 Days, 300 Nights? The name of his album?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I absolutely love that album. I like Lil Durk. I thought he was going to say Kevin Gates.
That is my second go-to.
And would you do music?
Even though Kevin Gates is my favorite rapper, hands down.
Kevin Gates is absolutely his favorite rapper, hands down.
Hands down.
But he would definitely do a song right now with today's music, Lil Durk. I think that's where I was going
Kevin
for.
Gates too, though, because Kevin Gates is definitely popping right now, too.
Kevin Gates is popping. What's Kevin Gates got new out, you know?
Platforms, Spotify, yeah. SoundCloud, Apple Music.
Okay. And we are back with a series of questions for our new artist, Nate Nitty. He is joining us today. You can join him and I on Spotify. If you don't get to catch the show all the way through and you had some business to take care of and you didn't get to listen to us live, you can catch this this episode on Spotify, the Anchor app at www.anchor.fm.com, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and many more. I do have in my office today Mr. Nate Nitty, again. He says, what up, hey? If anybody doesn't know him, just to catch him up, go at him on YouTube, listen to some of his music. It's super, super hot. He is a local rap artist on his way to the top. What our viewers did have a question for, that's what I was actually checking. Out of the few songs that you have actively streamed, what was the most difficult?
What do you mean by most difficult?
What was the most difficult about the song that was the hardest to put on there? Your first song, the last song? Not at all. Was it hard?
No,
it wasn't hard. Is it pretty self-explanatory?
Yeah, it's just really all about, you feel me? How as an artist, whatever, however long it took you to do that song, it don't really make it. I don't know.
It's not very hard.
No.
So it's just something you just do. You just get to it.
It's all up to artists. And it's all about being ready. Time. Waiting. Patience.
Absolutely. Do you have any tips?
Stay consistent. If you're going to do music, stay consistent.
Absolutely. That's some good advice there. That's not tips. That's good advice. Absolutely. It's consistent. That's a great word for
consistency.
Yeah, that's a great word, especially in the entertainment field.
Definitely stay consistent. Because if you ain't staying consistent, then you just obviously you don't really want to do music. You just want to train just to be like somebody else.
Just to do it.
Yeah, I do this shit for real.
Absolutely. I do agree. He's going hard. It's you're allowed. I got an explicit version on here, so it's completely fine. What was the biggest challenge this far, if any?
Probably just not like writing more than one version into a song and having to choose out of them.
When you already got it done and then having to go back in and edit.
No, not even edit. It's just that I write various versions to one song. So I have different lyrics. I can make like 3 songs out of just one beat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So that's my problem. I never just stick with one song with one set of lyrics. I always change the lyrics up. I change something different, you know.
Very unique.
I guess so.
I think so. Biggest fear in the industry. Is there any fears that you have going into this?
Somebody started some clout chasing beef, and I ended up having to take care of business, and I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want to have fun.
Oh yeah, and this is a fun job, I'm sure. Getting to meet various artists and with the promotions.
I ain't really even all the way there yet. I don't even have a real video yet. I haven't even got to record a video yet, so there's still a whole bunch of shit that I gotta do.
That's crazy, because it says on here, viewers want to know, do you have any idea when you will be making a mixtape, an album, or even a video?
I got a whole mixtape right now, but I just ain't really for sure if I'm going to put it out yet. Well, I'm not for sure when I want to.
When you want to put it out?
Yeah, I mean, should I guess I got to sell something else, because fans are wanting a whole project, which I have a whole project. I have more than one whole project. So I just, I don't know. I've just been depressed. But everything will come together.
Yeah, absolutely. I do see where we spoke before we went live, where you had over 180 video views on Twitter. Again, go add his Twitter today. It's Nate
Junior from the field.
Nate Junior from the field.
T E J R F R O M T H E F I E L D 937.
Nate Junior from the field again on Twitter.
Nate Junior from the field 937.
Absolutely, go follow him today. He's got some trending going on there, some big trends going on. Again, shout out to United Masters, Band Lab, Legion Beats.
Yeah,
he's taking off from there.
And Anno Domini Nation.
And what is that?
Anno Domini.
Anno Domini Nation.
Yes, they're hosting the Tech Nine. He's a producer. He's hosting the Tech Nine concert. Him and Gabe.
Okay. From Legion Beats, Tech Nine and Gabe, they're hosting a Tech Nine
contest.
Yeah, he entered in that.
Win a feature.
Yep, on a feature for about the
NBA.
To win a feature for the NBA?
No. To win a feature with Tech Nine.
Oh. So he does really got big things going on. Tech Nine feature.
If I win, then I get the feature.
Yeah, I caught that part.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Legion Beats is probably the only reason that I'm still in the contest, really.
And you're working one-on-one with the producer, Gabe?
Yes.
Is he treating you good?
Yeah. I keep getting free beats.
Are you winning these beats, or he's just giving them to you?
I've won, actually. The more points I get, the more beats I get. But I've gotten a few surprise beats. Like, Anno Domini just hit me with 3 Valentine's beat off of their Valentine's pack.
That's fucking awesome. And what is the points? What are you earning the points for?
What do you mean? Sharing, getting other artists to join the contest, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I never heard of Legion Beats until he actually started talking about them.
Yeah, they're just now coming off the ground, I guess. But they're actually, they got to be somewhere to be cool with Tech Nine.
Oh, heck yeah. It was probably
Tech
something.
Tech Nine, he's nothing small. Like, he's a big deal.
Yeah, I've never heard of any of Tech Nine's music before.
Yes, you have. I've told you a couple.
Oh, yeah. I think you showed me one.
Oh,
yeah. I think I like some of his music.
Worldwide Choppers. Yeah, you know Tech Nine.
Yeah, I actually seen on BandLab where he was running that contest through Legion Beats too. They had a contest that I enter. It's called Love in the Lab. Yeah, the Bengals actually lost the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'll be goddamned. Let me take a break. We'll be right back with you. Yeah, they definitely lost. What the fuck?
Yeah, beat to the Lions.
I got a little freaking inside. It's gonna do with it. I don't care what they say. I'm not about to pay nobody's way. Cause it's all about the dog in me. Ooh. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening. Just like me. I need a find me, just for me. Hey everybody, it's me, Stefana. I'm back on podcast, live and direct. It's your girl, entertainment all night. Music, 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 music for me, 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 me. No Nate Nitty today, it's all Melody. So tune in on your Anchor app. You can download the app at www.anchor.fm.com or go to your Apple iTunes or your Google Play Store. Download it and start subscribing to your girl, Melanie Storm, today. Or make your own podcast and start making money. Absolutely no requirements, no listenership requirements at all. And you can be streamed on Google Podcasts, Anchor app, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, and many more. Again, thank you for joining Melody. And we'll go to break, and we will be back with you later. If you haven't been tuning in, we are going over interview with Nate Nitty and the ins and the outs of entertainment. Wrapping that up, we do have new songs that are getting ready to drop. So if you want to, you know, stream music from Nate Nitty, please go to your Apple iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor app, and many more. And you will find many songs and also his YouTube channel. I do believe you'll enjoy.